Bills that give law enforcement more information and resources when responding to calls involving patients in crises passed. So did bills to allow alternative transportation for such patients and to require instant updates of available psychiatric beds. But Deed says his other bills raised facility and community services board standards, but when CSB officials balked about cost, the bills died in the House. In addition,
the governor had a modest proposal to extend benefits to those with severe mental illness. In the conference, they trimmed it back from 100% of poverty level to 60% of poverty level. And just think about that. Between now and May 15th, several hundred people will sign up for benefits between 60% of poverty level and 100% of poverty level, and they'll get those benefits for 1 year, and then they'll be cut off.
Deed says he questions the commitment to mental health reforms when lawmakers don't fund them. He says he will push for more reforms next year. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.